Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Football is back on Thursday night, a game in the NFL, a game in college. Joe Pizzapia and Craig Mish, we've got it all for you, including Trust or Bust. Even Professor Pizzapia is in the house. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia, at Craig Mish on Twitter, at Joe Pizzapia 17. Sean Guastamacchia producing the show as always. You can catch his TV show today, 4 o'clock Eastern at the Betting Window. You can catch it over on the Zumo TV app. Joe this weekend will, of course, be in the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey. And man, I don't feel like I got a full break from football this week. This Thursday, Joe, just kind of crept up on me here this week. And got to look at some lines, and I got to start making contest picks. That's why the football season, Joe, goes so fast, is because of this Thursday night stuff, man.
And that's what's fun about it, too, is it does kind of fly. And this was certainly a week, again, you know, last week it was the quarterback issues and all of that changeover, and this week it was the giant injuries of the Cam Newtons of the world being out, and then Saquon Barkley being out for extended period, having to deal with all the triage from that. And now we're dealing with some more fascinating things, because it looks like Melvin Gordon's going to be back in camp today. So, I guess the last 3 days when I was on my high horse about Austin Eckler, it wasn't such a bad idea after all.
You got something right this year, Joe. Congratulations.
Hey, finally, I have Craig Mish's approval.
You got that and Daniel Jones right so far.
I'm 2-1. That's good in the positive compared to Antonio Brown.
Well, Antonio Brown is like, you can't even survive that one.
All I want is your approval. That's the only reason I do this show every day.
I'm still burned over Antonio Brown, but a story for another day. All right, so... So this week it looks like Gordon's not going to play, which isn't a surprise, of course, because I mean the guy's got to have some practice, I would think, no matter what he's been doing.
And now I wonder
how this is really going to shake out. And from a Chargers perspective, it is really curious, Joe. And there's a lot of layers to this. And so, being the cynic and the skeptic that I am still not fully sold at all that Melvin Gordon is going to, first of all, have a good season, and better yet, that he's still going to even be on this team in a few weeks. But at least initially, it would seem that the Chargers, and again, this is just me looking at it, is that I don't think they have any intention ever of extending this guy. And I believe that, you know, just knowing how things work, is maybe some conversation was had in a closet somewhere that, hey, come, report. Let's get you back on the field. Let's get you looking good, and then we'll trade you. And I think that that remains a distinct possibility, because he has no incentive, Joe, to report for weeks. The only reason why he'd probably be doing it now is to get out of here. I don't see any other reason why he would.
Well, and this is to the point I was trying to make about Eckler, which is how Gordon comes back in, we don't know. There's so many variables about the situation, and you've just rattled through a bunch of them, and I'm sure there's even more we haven't even thought of. But yeah, he could get traded. Yeah, sure, that's definitely a possibility. Hey, look, the best thing you could do is get your butt on the field, and let's try to showcase you a little bit, and then get you what you want, which is out of here, so you can get a long-term deal. And maybe that's the case. Or maybe the case is, you know what, I tried to sit and hold out, everybody plays nice, and maybe they'll announce an extension on Friday.
That's possible, too. But why wouldn't that have happened already? You know, that's my... Look, first of all, let's be clear. I know nothing, and Joe knows nothing. We're doing is speculating
about anything. We know nothing about anything.
Pretty much. But in this, even more so in this situation. So, while I do think that your thought process in the last couple of days was accurate, and if you had the wherewithal very quickly to move Eckler in the last couple of days, that is an accurate assessment. But also, what we're going to need to do, Joe, is very clearly, you want to go about the process correctly, but the result, we still don't know, because we could be looking at this 2 weeks from now and saying, oh my gosh, I moved Eckler and they traded Gordon, and now I traded one of the top five running backs in fantasy. So it's not that clear at this point. I think that, again, your thought process is correct, But we also have to let this breathe a little bit and let it play out. Because in my mind, Joe, and maybe I just don't understand the situation, but if Gordon at the end of the season is going to be a well, they could tag him again, I think. But if he needed to get his certain service time, why would he report early unless they have some sort of agreement of some kind in place, either a trade agreement, a contract agreement? Because it does the player, Joe, no benefit whatsoever to put his tail behind his legs and say, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up. That just doesn't happen. And it didn't happen with Bell, and it didn't happen with Elliott. Why would it happen with Gordon?
It very well may not. I think the only reason I can think of why a deal hasn't, if a deal is imminent, is you have to get him back in the facility. You have to make sure he goes through all of the hoops to test everything and all the you know what it's like when these guys sign these contracts. Sure. They go through a battery of medical tests and things like that. So it could also be a matter of something as simple as that. You know, it might not be that deep. It might be a very simple thing. It was, hey, come back in camp and, you know, we'll announce a deal, whatever it is. It's the unknown. It's the multivariables and the fact that Eckler's played very well, perhaps better than your expectations of him as a talent. And maybe that is partially because of what the Chargers system is. And it's very running back friendly because of the wide receivers they have and their approach to the game and the way the play calling, all those things could all get into the mix. And I'll tell you what, the worst feeling in the world right now, and I've seen it already because I've seen it in some of the big Facebook groups and I've seen it on Twitter, are the people who this week gave up when waivers ran on Melvin Gordon because buys started and they went, oh, I just can't do it. I can't wait anymore. And they dropped Melvin Gordon. That is the bonanza now. And that's happened in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it is tough. Because of all the days to announce it, right? Like he announces it on Wednesday.
No. And by the way, that process is correct, I think, for people who cut him. If I would have had him, I probably would have cut him by now, too, especially if I wasn't off to a good start. I'm sitting there at 1-2 and I'm like, man, I can't hold this guy forever. I totally get it. But I will say this. I'm not going to go crazy on anything that's happening this week. And I look, the easiest scenario, the most plausible scenario is all the theories that I have are incorrect and that he's simply just coming back and he's going to play. But I am going to speculate, at least on my part, that it just doesn't add up for me why he would report. It doesn't make sense. The only way that it would be to, I think, get moved. There are going to be some teams out there that are absolutely going to need a running back at some point. And even if they don't extend Gordon, he's got a better chance at being extended on another team outside of LA.
I do agree with that. I think from that perspective, you're right. There's a better chance of Melvin Gordon being somewhere else, I think, than being in with the Chargers and having him extended there. I think that's true.
Eckler did prove that. And Jackson seems like he's okay too. I think the Chargers are going nowhere. They have a ton of injuries. They may be 1-5. And they'll win this week, but they may be 2-5. And then they could say, you know what, let's go this route of the draft picks. And look, they're going into a new stadium next year, too. They're going to have to perform in that new stadium. You don't move into a new building and suck. That just doesn't happen in pro sports. You got to show out. But I'm curious. I am curious with this. And I would not punt Eckler. I would not. If I had him, I'd be very careful. I would absolutely play him this week. And if you get burned next week, and you get burned, then that'll be it. And it'll be a completely incorrect speculation on my part, but I'm not playing my own narrative here. It's just, I don't think that this guy, I don't see the point of him reporting. And if he does, by the way, Joe, he is taking the big loss, the big L, for everyone else who holds out, because that means that other teams will look at Gordon and say, you want to play the game? Look what happened to Melvin Gordon. He lost out on half the year. And I just don't think that that's going to happen, but it could.
Can I ask you a Zen question, very Confucius-esque sort of thing, or Nietzsche, maybe? Is Melvin Gordon more valuable to the Austin Eckler owner, or is Austin Eckler more valuable to the Melvin Gordon owner?
Oh, man. That's about
Your moment of Zen on Fantasy
Sports.
Above
my pay grade.
You know where I'm getting at, though, right? Do you understand the POV of the question there?
Yeah, okay. I think the guy who owns Gordon, Eckler's more valuable to him.
I would agree.
That's what I think. Yeah,
I would agree with that sentiment. So that might help some people out there trying to figure out, oh my God, should I get so-and-so a trade, or should I trade this person off to that person? That kind of concept.
Yeah, I would love to see, as an example, I would love to have Kansas City take Gordon. You know, that would be, I don't know if they would trade him within division, but that would be a beast in the backfield. You know, forget these other guys that are rolling out. None of them. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got the opening drive up next. Professor PZP is in the house as well. Don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day. Here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
All right, welcome back. It is time for the opening drive on Fantasy Sports Today. We've got Thursday night football, and we've got a pretty good Thursday night game, I would think, in front of us here for the first time all season long. And we have a bad college football game tonight, too, as a matter of fact. So, I mean, go figure this one. College football game, Navy and Memphis tonight. Memphis, 10-point favorite. Ooh, I'm going to be watching that one. First college game I'll skip on a Thursday night. But yeah, Eagles-Packers, it would seem to me that this would be a good game. It would seem to me. But again, these Thursday night games have been so dreadful. And the first half of last week's game was good, but then the rest was not. Okay, opening drive. Let's start off with this one. Wow, this is a little bit surprising. I don't think it was you. I heard some people say, I don't remember what it was, if I was listening to radio or reading somewhere, oh, Rashad Penny's going to be the starter and he's back. And they just held him out because he is not healthy. I don't remember, but he didn't even practice yesterday.
Yeah. It wasn't me saying he's going to start. It was me saying add him everywhere now on the cheap because he didn't play last week.
Right. Well, look, Carson is obviously, if Penny is still not practicing, Joe, on Wednesday after missing a game, there's something up with this guy. So
probably, but even more to the reason why you can get him on the cheap. And that's the whole point. You need, if you're a Carson owner, it's one thing when you have to buy insurance at a high premium. You know, the older you get, like they run you through the tests and you know, if you have high blood pressure, sir, or whatever it is, and your insurance rates go up, get him now while he's cheap, while he's already, you know, not practicing and all these things. And somebody might have jettisoned him from a roster, or somebody doesn't care about him because they're frustrated 2 weeks in a row he's not playing. Get the insurance, buy the insurance now when the premium is really low, and you could always cut him. It's not a big deal. Yeah, so but get it now because again, you have to consider the downside. Everything's always great. No, you should be an absolute pessimist when it comes to fantasy sports. Always look for the worst case scenario, and then hopefully you're prepared because inevitably the worst case scenario seems to find everybody.
Yeah, and I, you know, for me in this one, it's very simple. Yeah, obviously it's a free pickup in most leagues if someone doesn't have him, and I think that he's being picked up in a lot of leagues too. If there is ever a clear cut situation, this is the one. I mean, this is the clear-cut fantasy situation. Penny ain't doing anything this week, okay? So eliminate him from your mouth in the conversation. But this is it for Chris Carson. This is it.
You're
Chris
right.
This is it. Everyone knows it. There's no need to speculate. There's no need to wonder. If the dude goes out there and rushes 15 times for 40 yards and fumbles, Rashad Penny is going to get a shot. Now, what he makes with the shot, I don't think he's any good anyway. But he'll get his chance. This is it for Carson. Unfortunately, it reminds me of last year when I went down the same road with Collins on Baltimore, who just kept scoring and he kept getting volume. But he wasn't really good, and it was obvious to everybody, but they just kept giving him the ball. They kept giving him a chance. Then eventually Gus Edwards took over, and that was the end of it. But I think it is clear cut.
A little different also because, let's not forget, it's only the second year of Penny and the investment the organization made to move up in the draft to get him. Garbage. So all of those reasons, all the more to the point where you have to kind of
They were playing Davis over him last year. They were playing Davis over him.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to overrate that too much either, because rookies sometimes take a little bit longer. It doesn't mean they can never be successful. We'll get to that a little later in the show, but let's also not forget there's probably pressure from above the organization too of, hey, we moved up to get this guy, let's go see what he is, since this other guy keeps fumbling the ball and putting the ball on the ground every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, in this case though, Carroll is the trigger puller on all these guys. All right, here's your question. 349 total rushing yards rest of the season, Rashad Penny, over under 300. I'll give you 10 seconds here. 349 total rushing yards rest of the season for Rashad Penny.
It's not that much. I'm gonna say over.
I'm gonna say under. Wow. I just don't like this guy. All right.
I mean, even if there's 10, that even if he plays 10 games, I mean, you're talking just like 35 a game.
Mm-hmm. That's all. I don't think.
Wow. I'm going to say over on that one, but I'm fascinated to see where that ends up. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Well done, sir.
I am going to say under and under, under, under. All right. Second down. Oh man, this is horrible. This is real. I mean, it's not horrible because he had a great year and they're going to the postseason, but man, I wanted Acuna to get 40-40 so badly. That is such a huge benchmark in reality, in fantasy, and they had to shut him down until the end of the season, and the Braves will play next week. I love the way that this kid plays. I love how good he is. In fantasy, this was my top pick in the NL Tout Wars this year, and he was an absolute beast. One of the few things that I nailed this year was getting him. And Joe, he's not going to get 40-40, but here's the question. Is he the number one overall pick in fantasy next year?
I still think it's got to be Trout, just based on track record, because, you know, this is what happens. I think we all get enamored of the new toy. And then last year, people were saying, oh, is it Mookie Betts? Is Mookie Betts the guy who's going to challenge? And some people wanted to show you, well, I'm going to take Mookie Betts ahead of Mike Trout, and I'll show you. And Mike Trout was, I think we could all agree, better than Mookie Betts. Not that Mookie Betts is bad, but number one overall, I think, is a very coveted place, especially in baseball. It's not great that Mike Trout didn't end the season healthy either. But I think that you continue to put Trout there, but it's 1 and 1A right now. It absolutely is. And Acuna, it's funny because last year I was an Acuna owner, and I kept trying to tell everybody also when they remember the injury happened when he was running down to first base, and everybody just went, oh, here we go, and it's over. And then I want to say when he came back, it was a slow return a little bit, you know, didn't quite get up to speed. And then he had that hot streak at the end.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And a lot of people were saying, should I cut him? Should I cut him? Should I trade him? No. But you have a player who's not, well, no, you know, in some of these redraft, you know, 10 team leagues where they're looking for this, or he's not doing anything, he's taking up roster space, or I'm out at IL spaces, or whatever it is. But you have to have patience with these players. When a player is 20 years old, and he was last year, coming up and adjusting to the major leagues and having any kind of success, the fact that the kid almost hit 300 last year, the fact that he had a 900 OPS last year, I mean, Ronald Acuna is just, he's a marvel to watch play the game. Now, the one knock on him this year is the strikeout rate did go way up. So he did strike out 188 times, but then again, that's kind of where baseball's at. So in roto leagues, you really don't care as much about that. It hurts the OBP a little bit, but OBP same year over year. So he's not one, but he's certainly 1A. And there will be people next year that, you know, plant their flag and say, oh, I'm going to take him over Mike Trout. And I still think they'll be wrong.
It could be. It could be. And in your favorite disastrous points leagues, you're right. He doesn't have as much value as he does.
Not disastrous. Better. Better. I think that's the word you're looking for. Better. When they're skewed properly, they are better.
Yeah. Well, in a points league, he would lose points for strikeouts. So that's a good point. He can't be the number one overall pick in a points league, and Trout would absolutely be.
He can still be the two.
He could be two, but not with those Ks in that format.
Well, but then stolen bases, depending on how you point.
That's true, too. Yeah, no.
That makes up for it. So like, if you get 2 points for a stolen base, that's basically now he's that at like 140 true. Walks. You could consider it that way. So it's only in minus 40 there between this walks. Yeah, and
he's going to be a $50 auction player, $60 auction player.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, third down. The Brewers clinched the postseason. This is a huge surprise after Yelich went down, Joe, with almost no pitching. They've been able to get unbelievable performances. They just basically took this kid, he's an older guy anymore, but Drew Pomeranz off the scrap heap. I don't think he's given up a run since he's gone to Milwaukee. A great, great job by Craig Counsell getting them to the postseason. You think they have wins in them, though, facing Washington in a one-gamer and then LA after that?
Man, when Brandon Woodruff went down, I thought this was the end of the Brewers. I'll be 100% honest, because Woodruff,
who do they even have? And I followed
the
game today.
Well, I'll tell you, they had Brandon Woodruff. And if you missed out on that season from Woodruff, you missed out, because that guy was a dollar player who had magnificent returns. We're talking about a strikeout to walk ratio that you want from an ace. And he was holding that rotation together. And when he went down, I was like, well, there goes the Brewers. And then the Yelich injury, and you go, well, forget it. Well, they already sunk. But somehow they did it. I don't know how. Smoke and mirrors, home field advantage, whatever it is. All I know is that clip of Bob Uecker getting the champagne on him in the clubhouse just made me smile this morning. Like, that was the best thing in the world. I woke up and I saw that. It's great. It's great because Milwaukee, I've been there to see a game. I'm sure you have too. They love the baseball there. I was there for a day game and there were people tailgating like a football game at 9 a.m. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And they were out there and drinking beers and making sausages. Good for them. It's another Cinderella story, but I think she turns into a pumpkin again before we get in the middle of October.
I mean, with this one game, anything can happen. But after that, if they were able to get past LA, that would just
be incredible job by the manager, too.
Yeah, to Counsell.
The Counsell 2 years in a row, man. Smart guy.
Okay, fourth down. Amazon Alexa, Joe, for 99 cents, you can change Alexa's voice to Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, I saw this yesterday, and this is the only thing that will make me ever buy one of those, because I want to say, Samuel Jackson, I don't want to say not Alexa. I want to say, Samuel Jackson, can you tell me where to go eat or whatever? That's man, go look it up your damn self. That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
There's snakes on the plane, piece of pizza.
Man, shut your mouth. That's what I want to hear. Yes.
All right. We got to take a quick time out. Professor Pisa Pia is in the house coming up next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com for free information. information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today brings you...
Back to school.
What's your favorite subject?
Foosball.
Really?
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you're playing tonight's NFL game and you bet the Packers -5 and they beat the Eagles by 8, you receive 8 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a gambling problem. If not, this website is only for 21 years and older in New Jersey. Eligibility restrictions apply. All right. As we mentioned and you heard there in the open, it's time to go back to school with Professor Joe Pisapia. And this is kind of giving you guys some lessons in fantasy football. They could be something for the future. It could be something for the past. So let's open up the classroom and dive into lesson number one with Professor Joe Pisapia. Joe.
Professor Pisapia, by the way, is not easy to say. And Craig Mitch has said it many times already.
Well, better than I did that read. I had to do.
Well, I was going to ask you, how many risk-free wagers do you get there? How many?
I don't even remember. I don't live in New Jersey. I can't do any of this.
What I do? Hey, listen, whatever you want to do, you send it to me. I take care of it for you. Don't worry about it.
That's the deal. That's what I got to do.
Hey, take a little bit off the top. Everybody wins.
Send in the parlays.
Hey, I got your parlays ready. All right, so let's get after it and let's talk about a little bit of lesson time. And lesson number one this week is sometimes you need to see the downside. It's intoxicating to be right. It's great to be right. Everybody loves to be right.
Oh, you love it. That's right.
Oh, man, do I hate myself.
That's your favorite thing. You wake up in the morning, you're like, oh it's 7:30. I told you.
That's the first thing I do. I breathe in and I turn to Alexa and Samuel Jackson yells back to me, man, you are so right this morning. But you have to understand, just because you're right doesn't mean it's going to last. And just because you're right about something, you can't get intoxicated with it to the point where you can't see the forest through the trees. There is a downside to players that you hit on later in drafts, because the reason they're available later in drafts is either because the talent isn't quite what you think it is, or they're layered later in drafts because they really are outperforming what they normally should be projected to do. And sometimes that happens early in a football season. It happened last football season. It happened the year before. It happens every year. What you want to try to do is look at situations and look at players. And we talked about Eckler being one of these examples. My God, everything is broken right. What can break wrong for this player? And Eckler was a perfect example of so many variables that could break wrong. And you had a great matchup coming up against the Dolphins, where if on Monday or Tuesday you were able to flip him in a trade, God knows what you're able to bring back. It was probably an enormous value. Now we're sitting here, and all of a sudden that value is taking a tremendous hit. Why? Because some of those variables have started to eke in and leak in to the value of Eckler. And he's just one of many examples. There are many other players right now on your roster, and you could be a 3-0 team right now. But look carefully. Look ahead. Project and see, what are some of the teams? What are some of the matchups I've got coming up? Do I believe in this player in those matchups? Maybe they played some soft teams to open the season. Maybe they have the Dolphins or the Redskins or other teams like that. Maybe, just maybe, the best time to get out from these players is now when I'm right about them before I end up being wrong. So that's okay. Lesson number one.
All right, but here's my follow-up to that.
Sure.
And this is I want you to think about this.
And I'll try.
It's a two-part question. And okay. This is why I think what you're saying, why all along, I think that your hypothesis is correct, but the results may not be. And I'll try and prove my point here. Maybe I'll be
sure.
Right. How many leagues are you playing in this season?
Around, I think, 10 or 11 I'm in.
Okay. How many in all of the leagues that you're playing in allow trades?
Let's see.
Roundabout.
Eight.
Eight. How many trades have been consummated in the eight leagues that you're in?
One that I was involved in or other people?
Anybody.
One. There's been six.
So six total trades out of eight leagues that
you're in. Yeah, so almost right. So this is about the time where people, this is the time of year after you have the first couple of weeks, everybody kind of evaluates, again, similar to baseball, where people don't want to panic in April. But once you start to click into May, you got to start making some moves. Otherwise, you're going to fall too far behind.
Oh, yeah, I know. I understand. The point I'm trying to illustrate is.
I know what you're
that,
saying is.
Yeah, it's that it's difficult to make a trade.
This is the time.
In general,
no, you're right. Just, but this is the time where it heats up. It heats up right now because this is when everyone's still paying attention and everyone still believes that they have a chance. And there's also some desperation that has set into other teams and other owners who start off 1-2 or 0-3, and they're very good football. Like, I'll give you, for instance, in Flex League, right? Industry draft, there's going to be teams that are 3-0. There's going to be teams that are 0-3. Last year, I was a team that was 0-3 because Le'Veon Bell decided he didn't want to play football. Well, what am I going to do? This year, I'm a team that's 3-0. It doesn't mean that those owners underneath who are 0-3, and there's a fair amount of them, right now don't know what they're doing, but they have players on their roster that are underperforming and they need a win now. And I'll take that underperforming player who I believe in over a player that's out kicking his coverage basically right now and look for the long term because I have the cushion to wait for them to get to where they're supposed to be. And that's the point. Right.
Well, you lost me after 3-0. I didn't hear a word you said after that.
I just want to win that league because it comes with a belt. And then, you know,
yeah, you're picking the wrestling. Yeah.
I just want to
know who's your best player in that league.
Well, I started that draft.
Somebody's obviously really good in that league that you have.
DeAndre Hopkins was my first pick. My second pick was Patrick Mahomes. It was super flex.
Yeah, so Mahomes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my third pick was Andrew Luck. So imagine if I had Luck too. I could be 3-0 with a bullet. But
I think that if you just have Mahomes and no one else.
But it's okay. I had Daniel Jones for a dollar.
Yeah, but Mahomes, man, that's the whole
thing. All right. But you know what? Bad job by them letting Mahomes make it to me in the second round of a super flex this year. That was
right. Well, that won't ever happen again. That's it.
No, it won't. Yeah, no, you're right. No, that's happen. Done. All right. You ready for number two?
Yes.
All right. So number two, patience, Grasshopper. Patience with rookies. If everybody got all up in arms every time rookies didn't come out of the gate and were spectacular, we would never have any NFL careers, especially those people in Dynasty and Keeper leagues. Don't automatically overreact and think players are busts. Look at Melvin Gordon, actually, as a perfect example. Melvin Gordon had enormous expectations coming in as a rookie running back. He didn't meet those expectations. A lot of people soured. And then after that, he became a pretty solid back for a few years in a row. I would say pretty, pretty, pretty solid there. So
I know where that's from.
You have to have, there you go, reference for you. You have to have patience with these guys. And that means guys like Jacobs and Montgomery, some of the running backs from last year too, who did not hit. And granted, sometimes you're going to get a whole class that are busts. But you know what? If you had patience with Dalvin Cook and through the injuries, patience is paying off. Patience is a good thing when it comes to rookies, specifically with running backs. And I know it's frustrating. I know you're taking L's sometimes, but you have to kind of be willing when you make that investment to a young player to do that, to be one of those owners that has the patience. Because if you don't, then don't take those kind of guys. Go pivot to the older guys who are probably equally risky, but the LaShawn McCoys of the world are the guys you should be taking then instead if you don't have the patience to deal with them. That's number two.
Okay. And listen, I would echo that as well. My only thing that I would say that is unlike years past, and I'm talking about 2017 and forever going back mm-hmm. in fantasy football, I'm not sure why it's trending this way, Joe, but it seems to be trending toward at least the last couple of years. And again, very small sample, but what in the world, man? Rookies aren't as good as they are. Like, I remember taking rookies and taking first year guys and they were just beasts.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley have been beasts.
They have, but that's two in the Odell last Beckham 5 years.
His first year. Mike Evans was a beast his first year. What I'm saying is it's cyclical at positions. And some years, I mean, look, let's be frank. In the last 4 years, we've gotten number one, you know, first round picks in Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley coming out of the draft. It's also
right. But where are the rest of them?
Well, like, the rest of them is people starting to catch up with the notion that the NFL is very different now. So
I think what's happened is there's so much data and so much information that the days of, I'll give you an example, perfect example.
Okay.
The days of getting Arian Foster in his breakout season in the fourth round are just like so far long gone. Like everybody knows what's going on now. So like,
that's true.
Like if yeah. Arian Foster coming off that like last couple games, if you go back in history, like 10 years ago, and then remember he was like a fourth round pick mm-hmm. in a lot of fantasy yeah. leagues. If that was to happen now, he'd be like a second or third round pick in fantasy. And that's and I think that is the difference. Like you're never getting Fred Taylor again in the fifth round. You're never getting Clinton Portis in the seventh round. Like, those things are just not happening because everyone is speculating higher, but a lot of people are getting burned so far this year. Like, that's,
the other thing is you've seen the specialization of NFL happen, which is something relatively new in the last couple of years, where you're getting, well, this is our, you know, first down back, and this is our goal line back, and this is our back for, you know, third down this, and, you know, third and long, and everyone's got a back for every occasion. And the specialization in systems has really changed as well, not to mention the fact that it has become, just like Major League Baseball has become a power hungry league, the NFL has become a pass hungry league. It's just the way it is, the way the rules are set up, and what defenses are not allowed to do has really changed that significantly. And it's changed it so significantly to the point where it's not an insane notion, because I think the earlier you do it next year, if Mahomes is out there in the mid first round, like, once you go through those top tier running backs, and even them, look, already Saquon hurt, a little bit of attrition there. You have the potential holdout there of Elliott.
That happens every year.
But, you know, you want to lock in your fantasy player. If you're a good owner, if you are a smart, prepared fantasy owner, the earlier you take Mahomes, the easier it is for you to make the rest of your team, because you know every week your floor of points is already sitting at 25.
Yeah. It's like, again, what if I would have told you right the week before we started this show that we'd be sitting here 3 weeks in and it would be almost a complete zero from Montgomery and Philadelphia's running back. What is his game?
Miles Sanders.
If I told you, you'd be like, come on, no way.
Sanders, I would believe. Montgomery, I find it hard to believe. And I already told you, we went through this the other day in terms of where he stacks up with the other guys we're talking about. He's not that far off. He's still an RB2 right now, which is exactly where he's been drafted, and he still has RB1 upside. So let's be patient as we come full circle.
Okay.
Full circle. Number three. Number three, don't be afraid to cut your losses. It's good that you're smart enough to recognize talent, but productivity is paramount. Everything is about productivity. I love Deshaun Hamilton. Deshaun Hamilton had a great end to the season last year. He was catching six balls a game, having some touchdowns sprinkled in there. He looked like the man. What happened? Well, Joe Flacco decides that he can't see him on the football field, and all they do is run the football. So you have to understand, just because a player's talented, if he's not producing by the first month of the season and he's not an integral part of the offense in terms of snaps, in terms of touches, you have to cut your losses and move on, because, as Craig always says, the season's not very long in fantasy football. You got to make your moves and you got to stay competitive every week.
Yep, no doubt. All right, coming up next, we'll be competitive with John Lobb. He's going to join us next. And we'll talk about De'Eriq King leaving college football in 2019, how that affected the fantasy football, college football landscape. Don't go away.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Full-time fantasy.
When I was drafting, Brown was in, he was out, so I felt like I took Waller when I could, but I didn't always get him.
He still was a good pick with Antonio Brown. Obviously, him being out opened it up because, yeah, Tyrell Williams is there, but Tyrell Williams is not a guy that's going to get 150 targets. And Waller, he's a former wide receiver.
He doesn't look like a tight end. He's got the size,
but
his build is, that doesn't look like a tight end. He's very skinny.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
1-1-2. Check me out right here, yo.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. In this first hour, every single week on Thursdays, we check in with the gridiron scholar, John Lobb, here on the show to talk a little college football. And John, thanks once again for being part of the show today. How are you? You ready for another college football weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm so pumped, and we're now entering the conference play. We've had a terrific month of college football, but now we really get into the meat and the potatoes, the thick of the season. From week 4 to the end of the season, it's just fantastic as a college football fan.
All right, before we get into the games, let's touch on our fantasy league, which took a huge, huge hit this past week, John, and I think isn't being talked about enough, where, of course, as you know, De'Eriq King, who was the number one overall pick in our college fantasy football draft by Howard Bender, ended up deciding after a few weeks that he's going to redshirt and sit out the rest of the season. And so, John, what did you think when you heard this news? Because Joe and I talked about this. This kind of sets an interesting precedent for the future, and it's certainly not great for fantasy if a kid decides he's going to shut it down if his team isn't very good. What did you think about that?
First, I was completely shocked because I was sitting at my computer doing my Monday waiver wire for my college teams, and I started to see the news came across my screen. Now, Kelly Bryant did the same thing last year, but the reason Kelly Bryant did it was because Trevor Lawrence had been ascended to the starting position at Clemson. So Bryant took this ability, this four-game red shirt rule that is in college football, and now he's at Missouri. I am completely shocked that De'Eriq King did this. The fascinating part is I had watched him earlier, I believe it was last Thursday, against Tulane. Now, they lost that football game, but I actually thought it was the best that De'Eriq King had played all season. I thought maybe the Cougars was getting their offense in gear. They're going to be entering their conference schedule. So I expected him to play better down the stretch. Look, this is absolutely shocking. I have to believe he wants to leave the program. Now, he says he's going to stay. His dad says that he's going to go. So we're going to see. My belief is he's going to leave for a better offer at a Power 5 school instead of the Group of 5. But I am shocked. And this basically just brings free agency into college football between, you know, graduate students, the transfer portal, and now this four-game redshirt rule. It's just free agency out there now.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about it earlier in the week, and I kind of reiterate what you said, and so did Craig. But on top of which, too, when you look at it, it's kind of they did it to themselves. They created this rule, it seems like, to give them the ability to hold kids back and keep them longer. But it looks like it's having the opposite effect. They're pulling themselves out and then going somewhere else. John, I want to talk to you about Arizona State. They're at home this week against Cal. Now, Cal's number 15 overall. They haven't been a dominant team so far this year, but they're still undefeated. So, you know, the way Arizona State's played, the way Herm Edwards has gotten this team ready to go, they've gotten some good play of the quarterback. Do you think this is a spot here where Cal gets their first loss of the year against Arizona State?
Joe, that's a great question because I was talking about that on my podcast last night with your partner, Scott Bogman. And
yeah.
I think this is a classic trap game. I mean, Cal's undefeated. They just went on the road and beat Ole Miss. Arizona State lost last week at home. So I look at this as classic trap. I'm staying away from it, but I am not going to be surprised if Arizona State, with Herm Edwards and Eno Benjamin, go in there and upset Cal.
All right, John Lobb is with us. We're talking a little college football this week. Before we get back into the games, let's talk about the players, John, this week. And, of course, as you mentioned, conference play. Usually these games tighten up a little bit more, and we don't see the favorites of 30 and 40 points. We start to get some really solid games, although there aren't a lot of top 25 matchups this week, only two of them as far as with teams playing each other as far as what I can see. What are the good matchups for the individual players that you like going into this week?
You know, I am fascinated by Maryland and Penn State. Penn State's 12 in the country. They're 3-0, but they're going on the road. Now, Maryland's coming off a stinker. They just got beat up pretty bad by Temple 2 weeks ago. So they've had a week. Coach Locksley has been able to look at the film. I believe he's going to be able to tweak that offense. They have running back Anthony McFarland, and they have quarterback Josh Jackson. So I expect the Terrapins to turn this around at home. They're underdogs, so I like Maryland here, and there's a lot of fantasy goodness in that. Now, one team that I'll actually tell you to stay away from, normally Texas Tech recently has been fantasy gold, but right now they're 2-1. And they're actually, they lost their starting quarterback, Alan Bowman. And they're actually going to have two quarterbacks. And I'm an old believer in the Tom Landry statement. If you have two quarterbacks, you have zero quarterbacks. So I think this is looking really bad for Texas Tech against Oklahoma. Normally, I would love to load up on Texas Tech players, but I'm staying away from this, including the receivers. I don't like either of their quarterbacks to be able to be successful passers of the football. Obviously, I like all my Sooners in this matchup.
All right, let's get into one of those matchups that actually has two ranked teams playing. It's Notre Dame against Virginia. Obviously, Notre Dame competitive in the first half, and then Georgia kind of made their adjustments, and we all know what happened after that. But I think a lot of people will argue that that was still an impressive outing and showing for them. Also, I mean, not to be lost in that game, too. I watched it. I was really impressed with Cole Kmet. Man, that guy is a matchup nightmare. So
he's a good player.
I just look at him and I'm like, wow. I mean, if you're an NFL team, how do you not get excited about that dude? But they're playing Virginia this week. I assume you think they're going to handle them. But not only that, but also talk a little bit about more about this tight end. And now this was his first game this year. Is this in the next kind of tight end to kind of enter our sphere in fantasy football for the NFL, that this is a guy to really watch and see how he develops this year?
Absolutely. I was high on Cole Kmet before the season started, but I believe he missed the first two, if not the first, yeah, the first two games of the season. So when he goes down to Georgia, and we know Georgia's a tough physical team, Notre Dame's on the road, I thought he played spectacular football. Now, I think he's going to be able to take advantage of Virginia here. Virginia on offense is really a one-trick pony. I like Bryce Perkins, a dynamic dual threat quarterback. He's not an NFL prospect because I don't think he's a good enough thrower of the football, but he's going to make plays. But I do think this is a great spot for Notre Dame coming home. I like Ian Book. Now, he's a borderline NFL prospect. I've been watching him closely. I thought Book also played well against Georgia. Not great, but I do think Notre Dame's front five was kind of, you know, overtaken by the Georgia defense by the end. But Kmet and Book are the two players that I'm really looking at, and I expect Notre Dame to pretty much take advantage of Virginia, because if Perkins doesn't get 120 yards rushing and 200 yards passing, I don't think the Cavaliers can stay in this game.
Yeah, a lot of points, though, John. Don't you lay in 13 in this game? I don't know. Feels like too many for me. No.
Well, Notre Dame always, aren't they kind of like the old Raiders in the 80s? Their lines are always a little bit skewed, right? Because there's a lot of Notre Dame.
Yeah, always.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it does feel like too much with the way Virginia's played. And again, you know, Notre Dame, let's say they're up 27, 16 at the end of the game. You're still getting a cover out of that. Notre Dame could dominate the game. This is a weird line for me. I'm surprised after last week seeing them play. They look like a more of a ball control type team than they do an explosive team. So I was surprised to see that line being so big. Okay. Any other interesting games that has piqued your interest this week, both, on the college gridiron? And that, by the way, is probably the primary top 25 game this week, John. The other one's on the West Coast.
Yes. The one that I'm going to be watching for NFL prospects and just interest, USC versus Washington. If you have not seen USC, it's amazing. They've gone through three quarterbacks already, but all three of them have been productive. Now, they have a senior wide receiver, Michael Pittman Jr. He's been fantastic this year. He should be on your radar. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. a little bit of a late bloomer, but he has 31 receptions this year for 437 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm going to be watching him closely because if he can produce against this Washington secondary on the road and the Huskies are good in the back end, I'm going to be impressed, especially when you're talking about your third string quarterback throwing the football. And on the Washington side, I need to see an NFL level game again for Jacob Eason, the quarterback. He went to Georgia. He transferred to Washington. I have not been overly impressed. Now, he had one game where he threw 4 touchdowns, but it was really just about competition. The Huskies just blew the other team out. So I'm going to be watching Pittman and Eason very closely, and I am looking forward to this game. And we're a little lucky on the East Coast. It's a 3:30 start, so we should be able to watch a lot of this out here.
All right, John, let's one more game, and then you give me your DFS players for the week. The game that I want to ask you about, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. OSU came up short against Texas last week. Of course, Kansas State is coming off that win at Mississippi State. They got a week off, new coaching staff. It seems like an upstart team, but this is also a pretty good spot, I would think, for OSU, who's got to be really mad after losing that game to Texas. So do you think that Kansas State keeps it going? Do they have the potential to upset OSU on the road, or is this one of those games where Gundy just goes wild and they're throwing the ball all over the place and Hubbard's running?
You know, this is another exciting game. I'm glad you asked it. To me, it's going to be completely about game script. It reminds me of when the Celtics and the Lakers used to play in the 80s. Whoever controlled the tempo. Same thing. If Kansas hopes to win this game on the road, they're going to need 38 minutes of possession. And they can do that because they're going to run their quarterback. They're going to run the ball. They might actually have like a 70-30 run-to-pass ratio, if not more. However, if their defense gives up 1 or 2 touchdowns early, it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to stay in this game. So the first quarter to me is going to be fascinating. Can Kansas State control that offense? Can they control the line of scrimmage? And can they keep the Cowboys off the field? Because we do know that Oklahoma State loves to throw the football and put points on the board. So Kansas State better control the clock. Now, Oklahoma State's a 4.5-point favorite, but I'm watching that game closely. It's going to be fascinating.
All right, give me a couple players this week, John, to start in DFS, and then we'll take off for the weekend here.
Sure. If you're doing the DFS Saturday slate on DraftKings, I think there's 2 great cornerstones to start with. One is Wake Forest quarterback Jamie Newman. He's only $7,800. He scored over 30 points each week this season. He's still underpriced and underappreciated in college fantasy football. Start him at your quarterback position. And believe it or not, I think you're getting a bargain. I don't usually tell people to play this player because he's so good. But Travis Etienne of Clemson, this is the cheapest he's been all season. He's only $7,200. Now, he had a monster opening week with almost 42 points. But since then, he's been under 15 points in 3 straight games. So I believe that Clemson puts a beatdown on North Carolina, on the road. And I think Etienne finally feasts and gets at least 2 touchdowns. So your lineup should begin with Jamie Newman and Travis Etienne.
Yeah, and good point there. And I think that North Carolina, after that nice feel-good story, they've really come back down to earth now. So, for Mac Brown, no more dancing for him for sure. All right, John, we'll catch all your work over at Fantrax.com, all of your rankings, certainly. We appreciate you coming on the show once again. Enjoy the weekend of college football. A lot of games on Friday night, too. So it should be a fun weekend to get started, especially tomorrow. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All right, that's John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar, joining us here on Fantasy Sports Today. And coming up next here on the show, we will have the best of the first hour. Then in hour number 2, we got plenty to get to, so you want to stay tuned. We've got Fantasy Football Trust or Bust coming your way. Joe will also dive into some of the player props in the Thursday night football game. So don't go away. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today right here on FNTSY at 2 o'clock Eastern. We'll turn it over to full-time fantasy with Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto. They've got you covered until 4, and we'll be back with plenty more, including the best of the first hour right after this. Don't go away.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The game that I want to ask you about, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. OSU came up short against Texas last week. Of course, Kansas State is coming off that win at Mississippi State. They got a week off, new coaching staff. It seems like an upstart team, but this is also a pretty good spot, I would think, for OSU, who's got to be really mad after losing that game to Texas. So do you think that Kansas State keeps it going? Do they have the potential to upset OSU on the road, or is this one of those games where Gundy just goes wild and they're throwing the ball all over the place and Hubbard's running?
You know, this is another exciting game. I'm glad you asked it. To me, it's going to be completely about game script. It reminds me of when the Celtics and the Lakers used to play in the 80s. Whoever controlled the tempo, same thing. If Kansas hopes to win this game on the road, they're going to need 38 minutes of possession. And they can do that because they're going to run their quarterback. They're going to run the ball. They might actually have like a 70-30 run to pass ratio, if not more. However, if their defense gives up one or two touchdowns early, it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to stay in this game. So the first quarter to me is going to be fascinating. Can Kansas State control that offense? Can they control the line of scrimmage, and can they keep the Cowboys off the field? Because we do know that Oklahoma State loves to throw the football and put points on the board. So Kansas State better control the clock. Now, Oklahoma State's a 4.5-point favorite, but I'm watching that game closely. It's going to be fascinating.